sitting in the newsmaker chair just off my left elbow here. There is Lana Kiesling. Lana, a deep and gracious good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Now, tell everybody, the position that you hold right now in the city of Fort Wayne is what?
I am the Fort Wayne City Clerk.
Okay. And that means you oversee spending, bills?
Actually, I oversee a city council, so I'm the one that puts the agenda together. One of my main tasks is the keeper of all the legal documents for the city. So we keep the charter, we keep all of the ordinances, contracts, and et cetera. I also oversee the Violations Bureau, so any violation that anyone gets. And also probably one of the bigger ones is parking control. So probably the only city clerk, actually the only clerk that I know of that has parking control under them.
Yeah, so. that brought up a whole story. I'm not even going to go there. We'll never get off of it.
Yes.
But so you have to oversee city council as far as all that they're doing and everything.
Correct.
So that means that you oversee Tom Didier and a few of his cohorts there. That's got to be like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall.
No, you know what? It's a great job. They're very respectful. They're very great to work with. Always have. I very much appreciate all of the councilmen.
Yeah, don't give him that.
Just, I really
no,
do.
No. I give you a lead in there. You need to go with it.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. So there you go. So Lana is here, and you have done. I mean. Anytime I'm at any one of the Republican dinners or I'm together with certain people from certain commissions or even county politicians, invariably your name will come up because, and not to beat a dead horse, you took over an agency that was a mess. And you basically had to go in with a lot of Kiesley bulldozer and clean out the mess and go in and reset all the systems and everything. And in really short order, I mean, a very short period of time,
yes,
things were not just looking like they were okay, they were okay. And that had to be, for you, really rewarding.
Yeah. You know, in some ways, it was easier than if it was halfway functioning because we would have had to have torn it down and started over. We actually started from the ground up and built from there.
Okay.
And it was a challenge. Little did I know when I ran what a challenge it was going to be. But I love challenges. I love making a difference. And for me, it couldn't have been a better challenge.
But now you think there's another opportunity.
There is.
Where you can take some of your talent, some of your business acumen. Because, I mean, you didn't learn everything on the fly here when you came into the office here in 2015, 2016. You knew what you were doing because of your business background.
Right.
And so now that you've seen, okay, I've done this here at the city level, it's time to move on and take this thing to the state level. What is it you're hoping to do? And when you get there, what is it you're hoping to do?
Correct. So, you know, I have a background, as you mentioned, in business. I owned my own business for 10 years. I was a CFO for a company for 18 years before I became city clerk. At this point, I have almost 6 years in working for the city. And I have aspirations to make a bigger difference on a bigger scale. And so, therefore, I announced yesterday that I am running for state treasurer of Indiana. Very excited about it. And very excited about that opportunity.
Which is a great thing, by the way.
Yes.
And we I don't see why you can't be elected to that. I can't see why you won't be elected to that. But we take nothing for granted.
Correct.
Right?
Okay? We won't take anything for granted.
You're exactly right. What is it? Now, I'm trying to think of how to ask you this in a delicate way.
Okay.
You don't expect to walk into the state office and have it to be in the same level of disarray that you found the city office.
Nope. But absolutely
In walking in where it's been under some pretty good leadership down there.
Yes, it has.
What is it that you hope to take it to get to the next level looks like what?
Yeah. You know, Indiana is in a good shape financially, fiscally. And so the state treasurer's office is also in good shape. But there are a couple of things, I think, to take it to a higher level that we can do. Obviously, if you look at the list of what the responsibilities are for that position, there are a lot of responsibilities. And so some of them include the Choice 529 account, which, you know, allows students to save for college, those that wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to go to college or trade school to have that. Another big thing is the ABLE accounts, which allow those with disabilities to have right. money in savings without losing their Social Security disability checks. So some of those, there's a new school scholarship voucher program, which allows those with disabilities a voucher. It's actually just being rolled out next year. We're only the seventh state to do it. I think that's an exciting program that we can change and grow in the next few years. So there are a lot of things that we can do. The state treasurer also chairs the 911 system, mm-hmm. which is phenomenal. We are very high up in a lot of the other states envy Indiana because of what we've done with the 911 system. But there are ways that we can enhance that, and I want to be a part of that. So, you know, making a difference and a bigger level than what I've made in Fort Wayne. I love what I do. I see the difference I've made, and I want the opportunity to make a bigger difference on the state.
Yeah.
I'm from Indy. I'm born and raised in Indiana. And
where'd you go to high school?
Chautard.
Did you
Chautard.
Really?
Yes,
Bishop Chautard. I went to Manuel.
Yeah.
In fact, Manuel is no more.
Yeah.
You know, it's the something house of this or that, and then in 2 years it won't be anything. It'll be totally shut down, which drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because they stopped letting them be the Redskins. That was the beginning of the end. So it'll be kind of like a going home for you. Now, does that mean that you're going to go down there and you're going to forget about Fort Wayne?
I actually will not. We will. My husband still is here, and we'll be working here. And so we will split our time, and I will be down there during the week, and he'll be here.
Yeah.
And so that won't change. I don't see leaving Fort Wayne. I love Fort Wayne.
You know, that's kind of one of the cool things about Indiana. It's not Texas.
Right.
Whereas, okay, if you're at the Capitol and you live in the northern part of the state, okay, that's 5 hours away. You don't get that here in Indiana. It's kind of cool.
But I think Fort Wayne's home, but Indianapolis is also home for me, right?
Sure.
So I have a lot of family there. So being back there feels a good thing. So, and making a difference for the community is something I really want to do. And I have aspirations to do a better job than what I've already done.
Well, I graduated high school in 72. And then Kim and I moved here for the first time in 78. And so I've lived here longer than anywhere else, which is weird sometimes for me to think about that. But Fort Wayne just kind of gets down into your bloodstream and the way it functions and flows. And it's such a great place. Yeah. In looking forward to the things that you want to do, looking back over the last 5 years, what do you think that you'd like people to think? That, you know, the greatest thing that Lana did in her office with the city is boom.
You know, I think, you know, one of the big things I'm proud of is parking control and the work I've done there. You know, it ran in the red for years. I mean, taxpayers were funding it every year. And so since almost day one, January 1st of 2016, it has run in the black and we've made money. We have those new parking meters that we actually purchased. They're a little bit now not new. I mean, we bought them in the beginning of 2018, but we didn't use a taxpayer dollar to do it. You know, parking control now is a sustainable department, as it should be, and taxpayers are not funding it.
Yeah.
And so I'm very, very proud of that work. I'm also very proud of the work I've done with council, and we are also digitizing all of the documents from beginning with the charter, the Fort Wayne charter, all the way up. We've been working on that since almost day one.
I remember you and I talking about that a few years ago.
We have talked about this.
What a huge project that was.
So we have some videos from council meetings we want to put online for everybody to access. Before they were videotaped, we have all of the ordinances, the calligraphy, beautiful handwriting, the books. And we want to digitize those because those should be accessible for the citizens.
Yeah.
So we want to put those online. And that's one thing that's at the top of my priority to get that done so we can access them.
Now, after you do all that, can you come like to my house and take all the notes that I've written on all the Bible lessons that I've taught? Like, for example, it took me a year and 3/4 to get through the book of Romans.
Wow.
Okay, and I'm going through Matthew now, and we've decided that Jesus came, walked the earth, was crucified, and rose again in the time it's going to take me just to get through Matthew. So if you could come in and help me get all my notes in order, because I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. I'm like trying to nail Tom Didier to the wall. So,
But listen, thank you very much for making time to come in here and see us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time very much.
In between surgeries, I'm hoping that I'm actually at the Republican dinner this year. I'm supposed to come do my show out there and then to be there to MC it for Steve.
Yep.
And if I don't, I know Steve, he'll say, we can bring a microphone and a video camera to your hospital bed and we can just, you know.
Somehow he'll make it happen.
He will make that happen.
He will definitely make it happen.
Well,
well,
it's good to see you. Always glad to see
you. Thank you. It's very nice to see you and good luck on your surgeries.
Well, thank you. And best of luck in your run. Let us know what
we
can do because you're exactly what we need to have at the state level, just like we needed you at the city level.
I appreciate that. Yep. Very, very nice.
Thank you. Okay, Lana Kiesling.
Podcasts by Federated Media.